So, Thanos, let's hear about another patient who got ibrutinib. This is an 80-year-old woman. What happened there?
Yeah, this is an 80-year-old woman with a past medical history of hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and depression. She was evaluated for a normocytic anemia of hemoglobin of 7.5 and weight loss. The serum protein electrophoresis revealed a very high level of IgM at 6,200, and the bone marrow biopsy showed extensive infiltration by monoclonal lymphoplasmacytoid cells and a MYD88 mutation. The patient was very reluctant to receive any kind of chemotherapy or immunotherapy, and she was treated with ibrutinib as a frontline treatment. The patient had a very prompt decrease of monoclonal IgM protein, but also she developed atrial fibrillation, and also a pacemaker was placed, and this resulted in some infectious problems that led to a temporary discontinuation of ibrutinib. And then, as Steve mentioned, what happened is we saw an increase of IgM, which actually doubled from the nadir within a month. And the patient was rechallenged with ibrutinib. She responded again, and she's now on ibrutinib with anticoagulation.